Hola Yoshami, corresponding to Kritzis Bavli Daf Dalet, we begin in the Yoshami on Daf Beis Medalef on the first line, Rav Chuna Shal. Rav Chuna Shal, Esrog Shinatayda Mitzvase, Nao Shehichai Ba'ola. Rav Chuna asked if an Esrog tree was planted for using the Esrog for Mitzvah, is it obligated in Ola? Is it like a tree planted for food? Chaz Rav Chuna Ba'ama, Esrog Shinatayda Mitzvase, Chai Ba'ola. Rav Chuna then answered, an esrog planted for its mitzvah is obligated in Ola. Since it must be permitted to eat it, it says it's planted for food. V'lo kein taninan v'lekachtem lachem v'lo min ha-mitzvah. The Gemara asks from a Braisa that v'lekachtem lachem, it says in Vayikra Perek Chof Gimel Pasuk Mem, and you shall take, and list the four species, and you shall take for yourselves, and not from a mitzvah means you can't use kesed maaser, because since a mitzvah is not lachem, also arelim yu lachem should not apply. Taman ulakachtem lochem medomim v'lo min ha-mitzvah, v'amhocha, k'mondu teimer, gabi shofar, yom tru yelochem, mikol mokrim, v'ocha shalashonim yelochem, arelim, v'yachel, mikol mokrim. And the Gemara answers, there, ulakachtem lochem, and you should take for yourselves, means to buy it from your money, and not from the money of a mitzvah. But here, it's like you say about the case of a shofar, it says in Bamidbar Choftes, Pasuk Aleph, a day of shofar blowing shall be for you. In any case, means, and also over here, the 3 years which will be arelim, you're not allowed to eat it, applies in any case. Ma b'nayla m'sham peiris av le'itzim, and the Gemara asks, what's the difference between this, means for a mitzvah, and one who guards the peiris for wood, who is exempt? K'shem shu reitze b'peirio kachu reitze v'etzei, b'mhocha reitze b'peirio v'ena reitze v'etzei. The Gemara answers there, just like he wants the peiris, he wants the wood. The wood is primary. However, here he wants the payroth and does not want the wood at all. Should say the pre. The second answer is the Rechanina taught pre Eitz Hadar, and that refers to the Esrog. If you say that it's exempt from Ola because it's considered wood, one would not be able to be Yotze his obligation with its fruit. Ma Damila, what resembles this? Zayashin Atoyla Hadlik by Hanukkah. And the first answer is an olive tree that he planted in order to use its oil to light on Hanukkah. Rav Yosi Babun, Zed Vatera, Vzeh Mitivrihem, Vatam Ahachim. Rav Yosi objects, Esrog is Midaraisa, whereas Hanukkah is Midarabonon, and you say that they resemble each other. Na Damila, Zayashinatoyla Adlik by Yisamanoyura, Zed Vatera, Vzeh Vatera. Rather, what resembles this is an olive tree that he planted in order to light the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Both of these are Midoraisa. Rav Shimon ben Yochim bar Koimei Rav Yochanan. Natoi tzad ha-tachtoin l'siyag ve'alyon l'machal. Tzad ha-tachtoin l'machal ve'alyon l'siyag. Rav Shimon ben Yochim asked Rav Yochanan if he planted with intent that the lower part be used for a fence and the upper part for food, or the lower part for food and the upper for a fence, what is the law? Amalei, he hado he hado, he tzad ha-tachtoin l'siyag ve'alyon l'machal, he tzad ha-alyon l'siyag ve'tachtoin l'machal. Rav Yochanan answered that these are the same. When the lower part is for a fence and the upper part is for food, the law is the same as when the upper part is for a fence and the lower part is for food. What is for food is obligated and what is for a fence is exempt. Kesed Hu Yodea. The Gemara asks, how does one know which part is for a fence and which part is for food? And Rav Yoina, maybe Zemora, Mesayim, Ad Kan, Lesiag, Mikan, Le'elech, Le'machal. Rav Yoina answered, he brings a branch and marks, until here is for a fence, and from here and onwards is for food. Rabbi Zeira, by Nicha, Tzad HaTachtoin L'Siyag V'Elyon L'Machal, Tzad HaTachtoin L'Machal V'Elyon L'Siyag, Gadol Metich Isser V'Ad Am Mitochin. Rabbi Zeira asked that granted if the lower part is for a fence and the upper part is for food, the bottom is exempt, but if the upper part is for a fence and the lower part is for food, what's now above grew below B'Isser, and you say that it's exempt? Rabbi Zeira Kadatei, Dama Rabbi Zeira B'Shem Rabbi Yonathan, Betzel shel kilayim she'akoy v'choslei afil moisif kama aso she'in gedula isa malnes isa. Rabbi Zeira said holds like he taught elsewhere, because Rabbi Zeira said the name of Yochanan that an onion of kilay hakerem means that it was planted in a vineyard and it grew b'isa, it was uprooted and planted, even if it grew a lot, means the shear for bitter, which is 200 times the size of what was planted, would then be permitted. The growth that comes out of it is of the Issa is not Mevatel the Issa. Also here, what grows above the Heta is not Mevatel what grew below the Issa.